the remains of missing and murdered Indigenous women are believed to be in a landfill north of Winnipeg. The women, Morgan Harris and Mercedes Myron, and another woman called Buffalo Woman, were killed by an alleged serial killer. Winnipeg police believe the women were killed and left in the garbage around May 2022. The Manitoba government has decided not to fund the search of the Prairie Green landfill, with the premier citing safety concerns. Many are pushing back on this decision, gathering for a national day of action. CHUO's Anna Sophia De La Parra has more.
The families of Morgan Harris and Mercedes Myron joined supporters for an international day of action to search the landfills on Monday. Protests took place in at least 17 cities across the country, including Ottawa. A crowd gathered in front of Parliament to urge governments to search the landfill and bring the women home. Earlier on, the families met with Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Gary Anadasangri.
You know, we did have a meeting with the minister today, and it was very disappointing. It was very disappointing. We've been sitting in rooms with municipal governments, provincial governments, federal government. We've sat at the table for months, continually telling them, what is it that we need? We need to bring these women home. Families are continually having to tell them their thoughts, their feelings, their needs. They're re-traumatizing the families, and that's what really made me angry today. And I was actually ready to just sit and stay and camp out in that office today.
That's Hedy Cook. She's the chief of Mispawistik Cree Nation and also co-chair of the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs Women's Council. She spoke at the demonstration on Monday, carrying the message that no matter what, these women will be found.
I feel very confident that we are going to bring these women home. I feel it. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my spirit. I know we will. And so we're going to continue on carrying that message. We are going to search the landfill with or without government. And when we do make that call out for everyone to come to the landfill, I hope to see all of you there. Miigwech. Thank you.
Forensic experts conducted an Indigenous-led feasibility study on a search of the landfill. They confirmed the safety risk can be mitigated. Yet the woman remained missing in the landfills as her family seek closure and justice. Kathy Merrick is Grand Chief for the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs. Here's what she said at a demonstration about the government's inaction towards the woman.
And this is what happened in Manitoba, where a serial killer killed our women, and our women ended up in landfills. And that should not be. That is not acceptable. Only garbage ends up in landfills, not bodies of our loved ones. As previous speakers, we need to bring them home. We need to do the right ceremonies for them so they can carry on their journey.
As for now, current governments haven't committed to any kind of funding. The Day of Action brought groups and individuals together to continue to advocate for change.
We are going to hold them accountable. One way or another, we're going to hold them accountable. Yeah! And that's why we need everyone to come together.
For CHUO, I am Ana Sofia de la Parra.
That was CHUO's Ana Sofia de la Parra on the National Day of Action to Search the Landfills, hearing from Kathy Merrick and Hedy Cook.